And now for something completely different.
Forget everything you've been told by others before. Get ready for the real deal. The full story. The whole enchilada. It's the Lance Roberts Show. Presented by Clarity Financial. It's life, money, and sweat equity. Now, welcome in to the Lance Roberts Show.
And welcome to the Lance Roberts Show podcast. Today it is 3:05 as we close the market today here. Central Standard Time, 4:05 in Eastern Time where the markets are closing up. And boy, what a ride that we had today. Markets opened up this morning up 30 points on news that maybe there might be a little bit of thawing in the Chinese trade issue. The markets opened up nice and strong this morning, and so we were looking at laying on a potential trade here for the kind of the Santa rally. We're going to talk about that in just a moment with Michael Liebowitz, CFA, who actually did the research for that just earlier last week. So, but after the market opened this morning, we got an early kind of started fade. And then, of course, then we got Donald Trump meeting with the Democrats in the Oval Office. And, of course, everything went to kind of heck in a handbasket after that, as concerns over government funding and shutdown, et cetera, really kind of weighed into the rest of the market. Market actually wound up going negative today, about 15 points or so in the S&P, but managed to rally back up to finish about where we started today, flat. So for the end of the day, you really went nowhere, but it was actually quite a roller coaster day with about a 40-45 point decline right in the middle of it. So again, if you take a look at the market action here, we continue just to try to pull along these supports right at 26.33. Again, we have this series of triple tops here in the markets that have continued to be big resistance. And of course, the moving averages continue to move lower, applying more and more downward pressure on stock prices. But as we talked about, next week, we've got the Federal Reserve coming out. They're going to be talking about their policy, potentially what their rate outlook is. If that rate outlook turns a bit more dovish, we may see some more support here for stock prices in the short term. Again, markets very oversold on a short-term basis. So getting a rally here, our target for our trade is between here at 26.33 and about 27.20, 27.50. on the S&P 500. Don't really expect to see much more than that in this rally here over the next couple of weeks. But as we'll talk about in just a moment, our best shot for a Christmas rally, for Santa coming to visit Broad and Wall, is going to be in the next couple of weeks. So again, pay attention to this. When we come back from the break, we'll talk more in detail about that and what we're doing. And of course, you can watch our trades live online at rapro.net. That's rapro.net. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to the Lance Roberts Show podcast right here on Real Investment Advice. Be right back.
Get daily investment news you can use, delivered at the speed of the internet. Sign up for Lance's newsletter now at lancerobertsshow.com.
For the best proprietary stock and ETF analysis by Lance Roberts, subscribe now to the new professional version of Real Investment Advice.
RIA Pro.
You'll get the expanded newsletter and critical investment information you need with the professional version of Real Investment Advice.
RIA Pro.
Subscribe now at realinvestmentadvice.com and click on the RIA Pro tab. The Pro site is now operational. Subscribe now at realinvestmentadvice.com and click on the RIA Pro tab.
RIA Pro.
Lance Roberts returns.
If your choice is death or listen to Lance Roberts, I'm sure I might win at least 20% of those.
So Feel Better has a value.
I need Aggie math.
Starting Monday, January 7th at 6 a.m. on AM 700, the voice of Texas.
And welcome back to the show. It is Lance Roberts Show podcast here. Michael Liebowitz, CFA. Join us today, of course, co-portfolio manager for our portfolios at RIA Advisors. And, of course, realinvestmentadvice.com. You can find all of our articles and updates, RA Pro as well. So, Mike, a bit of a roller coaster today. You know, you and I were looking to lay on this this tactical trade in the S&P here for the next couple of weeks as we head into kind of the moment that the Federal Reserve is going to make their announcements on, you know, how much they're going to raise interest rates. Of course, we expect them to hike rates by 25 basis points at the coming meeting next week, but probably taking a much more dovish tone going into next year because of both the volatility in the markets and weaker economic outlooks. What do you think?
I agree. The markets, if are on a roller coaster, and it's not even a daily roller coaster. It's intraday, up 30, 40, down 15, and we close the day flat. anyone listening to this podcast on their way home from work where they were busy and in meetings all day thinking that they missed nothing, that's not true. You missed a lot.
Yeah, and it was definitely, it's like one of those markets that'll definitely get you seasick. But the problem with this is, you know, again, when you go in to lay a trade, if you are a trader and you're saying, okay, I'm going to buy here, I've got to stop here. You know, this market has a real propensity to what we call stop hunt. In other words, the markets are looking for the stop losses. They trigger them, and then they turn around and run back up. And we've seen that repeatedly over the course of the last few days, and that makes it very difficult to trade a portfolio.
Right, right. Discipline is so very important. We talk about that all the time. But if you are really going to trade this market, this is kind of one of those markets where you may have to give it two or three tries because you may get stopped out before you ultimately get it right. But going naked without a stop loss, either in your system or in mind, is very dangerous.
Well, yeah. And again, it's always the execution of it, right? Particularly a lot of people are going in, they go, oh yeah, I'll buy it here, but you know, I'll put a stop in here kind of mentally. And of course you go through it and then you start second guessing it and it gets a lot more difficult from there. But you know, one of the issues here is that you're not just battling kind of seasonal tendencies of the market, but we've got this whole kind of charade that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. Of course, you know, every time we get a little bit of good news, again, we had news last night that there was a bit of thawing on maybe the trade issue with China. That was what was rallying the market this morning, you know, a little bit of a breathing room on this whole trade issue. And then we walk right into this meeting between Donald Trump and the Democrats over the border wall and a threat they're going to shut down the government. That immediately deflated the whole market. So, you know, the markets simply here have no tolerance for unexpected risk.
Right, right. So there's a couple things, too, that I think are important to keep in mind as we go on through the next few months at a minimum. The trade debate is serious and it matters, but that's more of the sideshow. Mm-hmm. What really matters right now is that the Fed is withdrawing liquidity from the market to the tune of $50 billion a month, and that's a lot of money. They're also raising rates. That is having a big effect on the economy and on markets. And the market is certainly falling for these Pelosi, Schumer, Trump meetings and trade talk. But all that is on the side, on the peripheral. What you need to remember and keep in the back of your mind is that liquidity is leaving. And we saw when they added this liquidity, you can look at a graph of the market and QE, and they go up one for one. Right. Well, now we're starting to reverse that out. And at the end of the day, yes, the market can rally for 3 weeks. It can rally for 2 months, but it will ultimately follow the path of liquidity, in my opinion.
Well, and I think that's an important point here is that, you know, all these other headlines, and again, you know, what the media looks for every day is a reason for why something occurs. And one of my favorite stories is back in 2000 when I was driving into work. We were doing a radio show back then, and the headline was, is markets were down sharply because IBM announced 5,000 people layoff. In the afternoon, the market had rallied back to positive because IBM had announced 5,000 person layoff. So, you know, it's the media is always searching for a reason why things are doing things. But I think the bigger issue and the thing that investors need to pay attention to is that the Fed is extracting liquidity from the market, $50 billion a month. And even if the Fed stops raising rates, that's fine. They're not raising them anymore. But the damage of higher rates is already impacting the market, taking a look at housing sales, auto sales, et cetera. And even though they're not tightening them anymore, the risk to the tightening that's already been done is already getting baked into the economic data.
Right. And that takes, you know, some of that tightening can take 3, 6, 9 months to work its way through the system.
Right.
So, you know, we may not even be seeing the effects of what happened from 2 tightenings ago.
Well, that's absolutely right.
And then there's still one more to come, like you said earlier.
Yeah. So what else do you think that we're potentially missing here as investors? And again, it's interesting that when you talk about this, there's still this very inherent bullish belief that markets can only go up. You can't have another bear market. The Fed's got your back. And it's interesting. I wrote an article. It's over on Seeking Alpha right now about the potential for a 50% correction. And it's just simply laying out the case that, you know, while people have kind of, you know, dismissed the idea the market could have another 50% correction, it was interesting to look at the comments of people saying this can never happen again, ever in our lifetimes.
Right. That's like saying it's like the 100-year floods. How many 100-year floods has Houston been hit with in the last 10 years?
Every year.
Five? Right.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
It's only supposed to happen once in 100 years, but such is economics and statistics.
Right. So, I mean, and again, it was interesting because even Janet Yellen today, you posted a tweet today, and I thought it was interesting because Janet Yellen had come out, about a year ago and said, there'll never be another financial crisis in my lifetime. And then she comes out and says, yeah, there's potential risk here for another financial crisis.
Right. So either Janet Yellen is expecting to die very, very shortly, or maybe things have changed drastically. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think the real takeaway from what Janet Yellen said today and what she said whenever that was 6 months ago, a year ago, whenever it was, is that you cannot put too much faith into the Fed and what they're telling you. They have one mission, and that is to promote an economy. Just like McDonald's will never tell you that their food is unhealthy, or Coca-Cola will tell you that their products are outstanding for you.
Yep.
The Federal Reserve is a spokesman for the economy.
Well, and I think that's a great point because, I was actually having an interview today with Pedro da Costa today, and we're going to be running that interview later on this week. Excellent interview, talking about the Fed in particular. But, it's an interesting comment that we discussed, which is the Fed has to be a mouthpiece. To your point, the Fed has to be a mouthpiece for the economy. Can you imagine what would happen to the stock market if Jerome Powell stood up on a podium after a Fed rate hike and said, we're not going to hike rates anymore because the economy looks really bad. And if you take a look at the financial stresses within the complex of the economy, particularly in credit debt, et cetera, there's a real risk here. We could be in a financial crisis. The immediate result would be the market would be down 1,500 points. It would spark a recession in the economy because of loss of confidence, and you'd create the credit crisis. So they can never actually tell you the truth because of the impact of the overall market and economy.
Because the market is unstable, because
right.
It's not at its fair value. If the market was at its fair value, they could talk the truth. They could tell you the way they see things. But the market is so far above what would be considered fair value on any number of metrics. That they have to promote the instability,
right.
Essentially.
I think the great comment here is simply that if we did have a 50% correction in the market, it only gets you back to fair value.
Right. and it's very important to remember that there have been numerous times in history where you go well below fair value.
Right.
So the 50% decline you wrote about may happen. But that it may go a lot further than that.
It very well could. Tomorrow, be sure and tune into the Lance Roberts Show podcast for our interview with Peter Atwater, behavioral scientist. Excellent, excellent interview talking about the markets, outlook, how investors behave in markets, what are the issues from a behavioral standpoint. Great interview with Peter Atwater, Financial Insights. That's coming up tomorrow here on the Lance Roberts Show podcast. So tune in then. That wraps up our podcast for today. Nice, short, sweet. And we'll be back tomorrow. And again, later on this week, Pedro da Costa as well, talking about the Federal Reserve, getting you all prepped up and ready for the Fed meeting next week. All coming up this week at Lance Roberts Show podcast, right at realinvestmentadvice.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Money, money, money.